Yo, I know you hear that music in the background. Y oye mi gente, this is a new season that we will be bringing to you the importance of what we are celebrating when it comes to, many as know it, Hispanic Heritage Month, Latino Heritage Month. Yo, name it how you like, but just know this, that Latinos and Latinas all around North America, and shout out to all of my Central Americans and Mexico celebrating their independence, as well as in South America throughout these next few weeks. One thing is clear and important, that here in the United States of America, Latinos are consistently making a positive impact, challenging the narrative, but more importantly, building a legacy for the future to come. So I'm excited to be able to share with you this new season of Fuel Pasión, where it's going to be titled El Movimiento. So this is the movement. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Hey, what up, everyone? Ladies and gentlemen, amigos, amigas, la familia. This is Noan El Boricua. Yo, I'm super excited because of the fact that this is a new season, season numero cinco, here at Fuel Pasión, where we're going to be talking about movimiento within all Latino America and North America. And I think for me, we're going to be celebrating some key moments in this season. But more importantly, I want us to really see all of the amazing things that all of our people are doing, not only in the workplace, but in their communities, in their schools, like far and above and beyond of what I can think of, so many things, because we are innovators, we are thinkers, we are creatives, and we are familia, and we are people that believe in always loving others, and many of us have our faith, nuestra fe in God, to be able to continually be who we are, authentically Latinos, Latinas, all across North America, all across the cities that we live in your community, in your workplace. Yo, I am super excited because of the fact that we've come so far from where our ancestors and our families have. And my hope is that you can join me on this journey to be able to explore some inspiring stories and to be able to learn how we can make an even bigger difference. The stories that you will hear throughout this season will be stories of la cultura and the different things that they do within creativity, within music, within all these different industries, but also understanding conexiones and impacting their comunidades, their communities, to be able to go in and out. Look, at the end of the day, we've ground ourselves, for me, in my fe and my faith with God, because that's who we are as Latinos and Latinas. Look, familia is the cornerstone of all Latinos. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Let it be your tía, your abuelita, your tío, abuelo, mamá, papá, hermano, hermana, primo, prima. Yo, name it how you like. Just know this one thing. Season 5 here at Fuel Pasión is going to constantly push the narrative of how can you continually make an impact and to be able to sow the seed and to be able to create this harvest of talent, to be able to continually elevate the game. Look, I'm just doing something to hopefully have someone behind me. First, my family, my boys, to take it to the next level. And my hope is that if I've ever met you, that you could take it to the next level. And we're going to celebrate these stories. You're going to see conversations, you're going to hear moments, and my hope is here, as a Fuel Pasión Friday moment, that maybe we could take some small clips, and how do we challenge ourselves in some of the stories that we hear. This is what it's all about, and I want to be able to walk with you. I am Puerto Rican. My mother and father are from Puerto Rico, La Isla del Encanto, and I think it's la bandera más linda de todo el mundo. I guess, you know, the most beautiful flag that you can see in the world. And I think for me, it's just something that, although I've been born and raised in a wonderful city, Los Angeles, California, I was always told that, remember, mijo, son, you are Puerto Rican. And a lot of that was celebrated in the music. A lot of that was celebrated in our food. A lot of that was celebrated in our family. And let me tell you, we weren't a perfect family. There was a lot of deficiencies, a lot of challenges. There were some moments of trauma. But one thing I've always known, that at the end of the day, that if you were to cut me, I would believe that I'm Puerto Rican. For many of my people, however you identify, Mexicano, Mexicana, right? Centroamericano, Sur, you know, Suramerica. Yo, this is what we know, this is what we do. And I think a lot of times, specifically as a Puerto Rican born in the States, there's always this disconnection when it comes to the island, but I've always felt that there's been a connection. I've always felt that I've been connected through la cultura. I've always felt this connection of mi fe, my faith in the people and in my island and what we do and what we try. But more importantly, the conexión is through the music, through the arts, through the moments of being able to have these conversations and to learn to be some of the greatest storytellers ever that I've seen within my family and within my culture when it comes to Puerto Ricans. I hope you can join me. And I hope you can think about that. And that's kind of like all I wanted to share with you guys today. At the end of the day, one of the most iconic people when I think about sport, because baseball is my favorite sport, I think of Roberto Clemente. And they just celebrated and shout out, yo, to the all, man, I know it was either Tampa Bay or Toronto that actually started 9 Latino players, the first time in MLB history. And that many teams across that day actually wore, on 9/15, actually wore number 21. Because when I think of Roberto Clemente, I think of all around, I think of a pioneer, I think of someone of passion, but more importantly, I think of someone that was constantly thinking of his people and giving back. And I think there's so much that we could say about Roberto Clemente, but I think for me, that's one of the highlights. But look, in this new season, season numero 5, we're gonna share these stories of Movimiento. And what's the movement that you're making? What's the movement that you've seen? But more importantly, what are the movements that we can learn from to be able to continually go forward as Latinos y Latinas? Oye, mi gente, es un placer. It is a pleasure to be able to kick this off. And I hope you can join us. Let it be on video or let it be on podcast audio. I'm excited, I'm honored to be able to celebrate a new season that lands specifically around celebrating Latino Heritage Month. Muchas gracias. Como siempre, check us out at FuelPasionPodcast.com. Y como siempre, stay immersed in la cultura. Continually grow in your faith. Y oye, 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 mi gente, como la música está aquí, right? Make those conexiones. And if we make them, we're going to see the movimiento that constantly will keep going. Como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.